Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures. Well, earlier in the day, all of the grain trade, the corn, the wheat, the soybeans, they were higher versus last Friday's closes. But as the day wears on, sun comes up on the Western Hemisphere of the grain trade. They always have this propensity to continue to sell. While exports announcements this morning again for good for corn, another 125,000 metric tons of corn sold to a unknown buyer. Just love all these unknown sales. They created this reporting program because of Russia stealing our crops in the 70s. Well, now they tell us somebody's buying it, but they won't tell us who. Nonetheless, that helped prompt another firmer start this morning. Corn getting as high as 411 on the Dease contract before rolling over here as the session wore on. We've digested a lot this week. We have some high watermark numbers thrown out for the August crop report, which we probably won't see, maybe can see later in the year, but 188 on the corn, 53 and three quarters to 54 on the beans. Now we'll see what the USDA wants to say on August 12th. Likely lower than those numbers. Keep in mind, last year, utilizing the green score, which is the crop condition reports, basically just reflecting how green vegetation is, they missed the mark last year big time. They came out with 183 bushels to the acre in the August crop report. Had to dial that back down to below 179 at the end of the year. Same thing with beans. So with the crop this year rated a bit better than last year, are they going to come in and go a bushel above 183, or are they going to go below 183 and leave it at trend line for now at 181 until they actually get some yield data rather than opinions and green scores? We'll see. That's next Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Currently lower on the corn now. September off 1.5, 383. December corn down a penny, 406. March off a penny and a quarter to 423. In the soybeans, September contract off 7, 967. November down 6 and 3 quarters, 987. While January feeders are off 6 and 3 quarters at $10, 5 and 3 quarters cents. Over on the wheat trade, we have Chicago September off 4.5, 513 and 3 quarters. Kansas September off 3 and 3 quarters, 517 and 3 quarters. While Minneapolis September up 3.5 cents, 577.5. December gaining 3 cents, 598. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Now, the cattle futures, limit down right now on the feeder cattle trade. The cash market not yet becoming active. We have bids in Kansas and Texas at 237, but they want 240 on the offers. Box beef was down $1.16 on the choice, select up 96 cents. What we're seeing today is the flush to the upside of $9 on feeder cattle in 2 days and $6 on live cattle being taken back on a Friday. Now, one could call it profit-taking that occurred from yesterday's highs, but from yesterday's highs to today's limit down, feeder cattle have lost $10. We currently have August cattle off $5.50, $233.22, October down $5.90, $226.32, December cattle off $5.70 at $227.90. Feeder cattle, they're all limit down first three contracts. August contract down $9.25, $339.40. September at $340.37, October $339.22, all down the $9.25 limit. November at $337.57, down $9.02. Now, if limit down were to stick, you know, maybe there's something coming out of the USDA this weekend on renewing the reopening of the Mexican border. I'm just making guesses. Or maybe there's talk to President Trump may put beef on the acceptable non-tariff charge from Brazil. Who knows? Or just profit-taking on a Friday from an explosive move. I'm just making guesses, but we are limit down. Hogs, the August contract up 22 cents, 109, while October is off 10, 90.82, down 15 on December, 83.65. Gold, jumping $38 an ounce on tariffs on Switzerland with gold. We're at $3,492. Silver's up 22 cents, 38.52. The dollar index losing 26 cents, $97.96. And crude oil has been all over the place. But currently, you wouldn't know it, it's near unchanged, up 4 cents, $63.92. Gasoline, though, up a penny, $2.08, with diesel fuel up a penny and a quarter, $2.28. Any questions? You could always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.